Good Thursday morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. On this fifth anniversary of the shootout in Ruby Ridge, Idaho, state criminal charges are about to be filed. Dan Revive is live with details.
Bill, it seems today's the day for Idaho prosecutors. A Spokane newspaper, the Spokesman Review, says a friend of Randy Weaver, Kevin Harris, will be charged with murdering a U.S. deputy marshal. And the report says an FBI sniper, Lon Horiuchi, will be charged with manslaughter for killing Weaver's wife, Vicky. The statute of limitations for that crime would expire tomorrow. This reaction from Harris's attorney in Boise.
It would be a shock and a surprise if the state had decided to take this course.
David Nevin pointing out that Harris, along with Randy Weaver, was charged with murder and other crimes in a federal trial, and they were found not guilty. Reporting live, Dan Revive, CBS News.
Investigators are still trying to dismantle the angry and dangerous world of Carl Draga, the Columbia, New Hampshire man who killed four people Tuesday before he was gunned down by police. Correspondent Troy Roberts says lawmen have now torched Draga's barn.
Last night, bomb experts conducted a controlled explosion and burn of one barn on Draga's land to dispose of any uncovered bomb-making materials. When the smoke cleared, they made a mysterious discovery, a movable cement wall in the basement of that structure. They believe that wall leads to a maze of underground tunnels. The wall was too hot for police to touch. They hope to explore it later today.
And speculation about his bomb-making activities. What might have he had in mind?
Draga was known to have grudges against authority, but exactly what he had planned to do with 400 pounds of ammonium nitrate and 60 pounds of diesel fuel, some of it already mixed, ready to go off, is still a mystery.
And it's still pretty clear that he was acting alone.
Yes, investigators have been looking into any possible associations with known militia groups in the area. So far, they have found no ties to any kind of organized group.
Troy Roberts in Columbia, New Hampshire. Three runaway locomotives ran head-on into a Union Pacific freight train in suburban Fort Worth overnight, killing two crew members and injuring two others. The resulting spill of diesel oil also created a fireball that this off-duty policeman says was a danger to motorists.
Saw the flames coming down from the wreck, moving into the street. Cars were trying to go between the flames. The thing that went through my mind is, why is everybody driving through this moving oil? And it was moving in our direction, so I started shouting to people to get out of the area.
The wreck comes less than 3 weeks after Union Pacific announced a costly upgrade of its computerized dispatching system. A warehouse fire in Atkins, Virginia, created a thick cloud of cyanide-laced smoke yesterday. 500 people were evacuated, but none were seriously injured. Most of Big Brown is back in business, but a UPS strike continues by 15,000 members of Teamster locals around Chicago. WBBM newsman Ted Hampson reports talks broke off this morning, deadlocked on a familiar issue.
That sticking point revolves around the hiring of full-time workers. Now, this union spokesman said that the UPS had come up with a proposal that was actually less than what the national contract had offered, and that the union wasn't going to put up with that.
President Clinton reportedly held an unusual White House meeting in 1996 with Frederick Smith, chairman of Federal Express, to discuss trade sanctions on Japan. FedEx claimed Tokyo's restrictions on its business were costing $100 million a year. The Washington Post reports that Smith denies any connection between that meeting and the $275,000 FedEx gave to the Democrats. The American Medical Association may drop its controversial agreement to endorse Sunbeam products. A board member now says the AMA either will abandon or change its agreement with the appliance maker. A federal report warns high school classrooms will be bulging at the seams this fall. Correspondent Barry Bagnato has more live.
Bill, first there was the baby boom, now there's the echo. The enrollment report warns that high schools will be crowded with the kids of baby boomers. Timothy Dyer, who represents secondary school principals, says it's a nationwide phenomenon, but
the Southwest and the South, California, Florida, Texas are really getting hit extremely hard because it's not only the echo that those states are getting, it's also immigration.
Here in Montgomery County, Maryland, one of the nation's fastest growing school districts, spokesman Brian Porter says during the original baby boom, high schools shot up and later had to be shut down.
The next 5 years will provide us with not only the biggest challenge of how we accommodate all of those kids into those schools, but what do we do with the facilities once those kids exit the school system.
The appearance of these students in high schools is raising red flags because it costs more to teach them at this level. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, live in Olney, Maryland.
The Cape Cod town of Provincetown, Massachusetts is a big attraction for gay and lesbian vacationers. And now the school board there reportedly has voted to begin teaching preschoolers about the homosexual lifestyle. It's 5 minutes after.
KNX 1070 News Radio.
Jenkins, welcome aboard.
Thank you, sir.
Are you all settled in your office?
Oh, yes, sir. And as you can see, quite comfortably.
Yes, quite. Brand new computer, gorgeous furniture. It's even nicer than my office. Where'd all this come from?
Oh, I got a catalog from Select Office Solutions, and I just ordered whatever I needed.
I see. I thought Select just sold high-performance copiers.
Oh, no, they sell everything, sir. Supplies, furniture, equipment, and they back it up with terrific customer and technical service.
Even this classic mahogany desk, that came from Select?
You bet.
I've always wanted a desk like this.
Yeah, me too.
Obviously.
So, are you going to call Select, sir?
No need. I'll just have all this beautiful equipment and furniture taken down to my big corner office.
But what am I
going to
do?
You're going to grab a dolly and start moving it, my boy.
I am? This is my new suit.
Finance any Toshiba console copier from Select for 36 months and pay no interest. On approved credit, offer ends September 30th. Just call 1-888-84-SELECT and ask for a free mobile showroom demonstration. Select Office Solutions. We turn business products into office solutions.
In Louisiana, a call for public executions. WWL Newsman Dave Cohen reports.
Louisiana State Penitentiary Warden Burl Kane says moving executions to 6 p.m. is a step in the right direction toward making executions more accessible to the public and not done almost secretly in the middle of the night.
There's no need to do it in secret, and it shouldn't be done in secret if it's the law of the land, and it should be done, and personally, I believe it should be televised if we're going to have it, you do it for deterrent.
Kane says if would-be killers see actual executions on TV, it might deter future murders, and he says he'd like to put a picture of himself and an inmate in the state's death chamber on billboards in New Orleans and put up a warning.
You know, this can happen to you. If you keep on doing drive-by shootings and all, you have an appointment with me.
Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
Officials in Loudoun County, Virginia, are suing the county's taxpayers because they voted down a $35 million bond issue for a new office building. A citizens group is suing right back, saying officials illegally had the building built anyway. Just as Israel belatedly delivered some $12 million to the Palestinian Authority, Yasser Arafat began a boycott of Israeli goods and a barrage of anti-Israeli rhetoric during a meeting with Hamas and other opposition groups. Robert Berger has more.
The most vivid image coming out of the Palestinian talks is Arafat embracing a leader of Hamas, the Islamic group Israel believes is responsible for the recent suicide bombing in Jerusalem. Israeli government spokesman David Bar-Ilan says Arafat must choose terrorism or peace.
Unless our partner does something against terrorism, we cannot really accept him as a true partner in peace.
Arafat told participants in the talks that all options are open, and that's what has Israel worried. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
It's 8 past.
You're hearing news on KNX 1070.
Okay, this is for all you been there, flown that, international business travel types. Every airline, and I mean every airline, talks about how warm and friendly their in-flight personnel are. A country with a reputation for cold, haughty arrogance will try to convince you that their people are actually civil. While here in L.A., we know for a fact that anything much past,
Hi, my name is John, I'll be your wait person tonight,
is no man's land, friendliness-wise. But Malaysia Airlines is different, mainly because Malaysia is different. People come back from Malaysia stunned by the niceness. They almost feel like spending a week in New York just to balance it out. So while Malaysia Airlines' fleet of 747s is truly world-class, with comforts that rank among the world's best, what takes them to a higher level is the sheer niceness that comes free of charge with every flight. Malaysia Airlines flies to Kuala Lumpur 6 days a week from LAX and over 110 cities worldwide. Call your travel agent or Malaysia Airlines and have a nice day.
Stephen Jones, the lead attorney for condemned Oklahoma City bomber Timothy McVeigh, now wants off the case. Newsman Lee Frank has more.
The attorney-client relationship was strained to the breaking point when McVeigh went public with accusations that Jones repeatedly lied to him and screwed up badly. Those phrases in a Buffalo News interview prompted Jones to use strong language about McVeigh. Asking to be taken off of the bombing case for the appeals process, Jones accuses McVeigh of ingratitude, recalcitrance, and stubbornness, but says his motion to withdraw is not because of what Jones refers to as McVeigh's blatant falsehoods or small, graceless, and petty calculated outburst. Lee Frank, CBS News, Denver.
Rodney King, famous for being beaten by L.A. police in 1991, is now behind bars for beating his wife. Sentence, 90 days. On Wall Street, the Dow is down about 16 points. That's the roundup. I'm Bill Lynch, CBS News.